Blog Talk Radio.
New Beginnings is not just for the young. We'd like to thank you for tuning in once again. We are New Beginnings Ministry, and we're here every Wednesday at 7 o'clock. And we do like for you to participate as we almost like have a round table. And what that round table is a variety of different states, cities that are participating. And it's almost like a round table. We just sit around the table and just talk about the Word of God. Amen. What a wonderful thing to be able to do. We do invite those of you who are listening by internet. If you're listening by internet, if you would like to call in, we are an interactive Bible study. And what we do is when you call in, you can participate in the discussion. If you would like to call in, the call-in number is 347-237-4054. When you call in, you will be connected with this blog podcast. Amen. This evening we're going to be in Atlanta. We're going to be in Atlanta with Pastor Cook, and we're going to turn the microphone over to her shortly. For those of you that you have a prayer request, if you have a prayer request, please let it be known so that we can do what God has appointed us to do, and let's pray for one another. Amen. So I'm going to submit my prayer request to Pastor Cook before she comes on, and she's going to start off in prayer. And that is for Stuart Hawthorne, my father-in-law, who has been hospitalized. Those of you that have been praying, we do thank you because he's been recovering, and that has been a blessing. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
See, when you see God working, so he has been recovering, so we've just been rejoicing as God
thank you, God.
Ministering to him. We also sent a prayer request out for Brother Norm, who is normally on with us from time to time. He has been hospitalized, so if we could submit a prayer for him as well, so that if anyone else has a prayer request, amen, let it be known. Amen. We want to do what God has appointed us to do. And, again, that's pray for one another. So right now I'm going to move out of the way. We're going to move on down to Georgia. Amen, Atlanta, Georgia. Over to Pastor Cook from Atlanta, Georgia. And hear what the Word has been on her heart. Amen.
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 Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Elder Clay and Dr. Suzanne. That was a wonderful report. So we thank God for moving on behalf of your father-in-law. God is good, and won't he do it?
Yes.
And that is wonderful.
I'm sitting here at the hospital with him. Daddy can hear you.
Oh, great. Praise God. Praise God.
Yes, Daddy can hear you.
And blessings upon you, sir.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Blessings upon you. And we just ask God for just continuous speedy recovery.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
and
Jesus.
God, we pray, hallelujah, that you continue to strengthen his body.
Yes,
strengthen his body even the more, God.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. We thank you for this report, God. We thank you for what you have done,
you,
God, and what you're going to continue to do in his life. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we just thank you. We thank you. We praise you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Y'all need to praise him.
Hallelujah.
Because God is doing something wonderful.
Thank you, Jesus.
Wonderful and awesome that God has done this. Hallelujah. Because if it was your father, hallelujah, or your father-in-law, you will be praising God for them as well. Hallelujah. So if he could do it for him, he could do it for you. Hallelujah. Some of you that are going through on this line, he could do it for you too. Hallelujah. Just believe. Hallelujah. And have faith that God will do it. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And we pray for Brother Norm.
Yes.
As you said, Brother Norm, in the name of Jesus, as he laying in the hospital bed, God, we ask, God, that you continue to heal and deliver him on today, God. In the name of Jesus.
Name of
God,
Jesus.
Whatever that he's dealing with, Lord, God, we know that you can do it. You said by your stripes we are healed. And we speak healing to him right now, Lord. We ask, God, that you send your ministering angels to begin to minister unto him in the name of Jesus. As he's laying in the hospital bed, God. Hallelujah. Continue to encourage him, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we know that you can do all things but fail.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And so we ask, God, that you begin to do it, God. We declare and we decree it that it is so. Hallelujah. Because we have put it before you, Lord. And we believe. We believe, God, that he can be healed. And he will be healed.
Hallelujah.
God, we just ask, God, that you begin to touch this message, God. Touch your people, Lord, God, that's on the line, God. Whatever that they're dealing with today, God, we ask, God, that you begin to heal and deliver them today, God. In the name of Jesus, God, you can do it, God. Hallelujah. You said all we have to do is just have faith of a mustard seed that we can move mountains, Lord, God. So we can move every stronghold, God, every barrier, hallelujah. Whatever that's ailing us on tonight, God, we know that you can do it, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, I ask, God, that you begin to speak in the bones, God. People are dealing in their bones, in the lower back, God. Hallelujah. Their legs today, God. We speak to the bones right now that you got to line up with the word of God. And the word of God said, by your stripes, we are healed in the name of Jesus. We ask that you begin to touch the diabetes right now, God. Allow the sugar to line up with your word, God. We rebuke abnormality in the sugar, Lord, God. Bring the numbers up like it's supposed to be, God, in the name of Jesus. The way you designed it, God. Hallelujah. And we ask, God, in the name of Jesus, we ask, God, touch people that are dealing with HIV and AIDS today, God. In the name of Jesus, we ask that you touch that blood, God. Purify that blood, God. In the name of Jesus, God, put your blood in it, God. Hallelujah. And begin to heal this, heal their blood in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we give you praise tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we give you praise. And, God, we ask, God, that you begin to touch every hearer, God, on the airway, God, and through the internet, God, or wherever on the way hearing this word, God. Give them receptive ears to hear what you have to say, God. Open up their heart to receive what you got to say on today, God. Because, God, you got a word to say to your people today, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank
oh, God,
you,
we thank you, Jesus, and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Oh, God, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen, God, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bless
your
glory
name.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank
bless
you.
Bless your name, Lord God.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, we bless your name today, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, hallelujah. This is another Bible study, and we're looking for unusual Bible study. Every time I come on this line, I'm expecting something unusual to happen in this Bible study.
Amen.
I'm looking for the Holy Ghost to just do whatever he has to do on this Bible study. Hallelujah. Not of us, but of God. Let God do what he has to do on this Bible study. And I come with expectation on tonight. And I hope that you come with expectation tonight that God is going to move on your behalf. Hallelujah. Amen. And this Bible study will be a life-changing word. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. And so, hallelujah. We're going to the book of Romans, the 7th chapter, verses 24 to 25. Last month, I talked about this subject, and the Lord said, let's go back in it again so we can see and pull out. There's some new stuff, some new revelation. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
This word that God said we must pull out. And so what I put out tonight, like Elder Clay said, this is just a round table. And if you have something to say, you can always piggyback on what I said because I like for you to talk back to me. Amen. Because we in this together, y'all. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're learning together. Amen. So it doesn't matter to me if you just want to chime in and say what God has on your heart. Amen. And so if you go to the book of Romans, the 7th chapter, verses 24 and 25, and it reads, O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from the body of death? I thank God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. So then, with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. Amen. And the word of God is blessed.
Yes.
And my subject tonight is don't let the enemy win this fight.
Amen.
Part two. Don't let the enemy win this fight. And so if I could give you a recap of what we talked about last month for the new words that wasn't on last month and you on tonight, I'll give you a little bit about what we're talking about. Here we were talking about Paul was speaking to the Romans, and he was expressing his own struggle that he was going through. Amen. Because we all go go through some struggles. Amen.
Yeah.
Even
Amen.
Though he was the apostle, he had some struggles too. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
He's only human too. Amen. And
Amen.
And when I looked at it, as well as pastors, they go through struggles too.
Amen.
Amen. As leaders, we go through struggles too,
yeah.
as well.
Amen.
And so Paul was speaking to the Romans about this, and I want to go to verse 20. And it says, now if I do what I would not do, it is no longer I who do it, but the sin that dwells in me.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I began to look at that particular scripture, it lets me know that when you allow the enemy to come into your house and take residency, you no longer have control. The
mm-hmm.
enemy now has that control.
That's
and
the
it
truth.
Produces the very act that you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And that's why I said tonight it's very important that you got to fight.
Yes.
Amen. You got to fight this enemy, because when he comes in, you know he comes with havoc. He's revving havoc in
yeah,
your life.
Yeah.
It's like when this particular scripture says that you have no control. He's doing all of it. Amen. It's just like a puppet. You know, the enemy is like a puppet to you. He's pulling all your strings to do what he wants you to do. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why it's important tonight. Don't let the enemy win this fight. Amen. And so we got to learn how to allow the enemy not to control our mind.
That's right.
Amen. Because the enemy comes and controls our minds. And once he controls your mind, then he's controlling your thoughts.
That's right.
Your thought process.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. He's telling you one way and tell you to do something else.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't allow the enemy to infiltrate our mind and our thoughts. Amen. So I want you to touch yourself and say, it's time to fight. Amen. Prophesy to yourself that it's time to fight. Amen. Don't bow down to the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Don't bow down to the enemy tactics. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so we were talking about don't let the enemy win this fight. And the scripture says in the 21st verse, it says, I find thee in the Lord. Amen. And when I looked at that scripture in the Lord, it lets me know it means the rule. The rule
mm-hmm.
is, when you want to do right, oh, come on, somebody, the
yes.
enemy is always in your ear. He's
mm-hmm.
in your presence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want to do your purpose that God has called you to do.
Mm-hmm.
You have inclined yourself to do what God has called you to do. And here comes the enemy
mm-hmm.
presenting himself to you to stop what God has called you to do. And I say tonight, there's some of you that are on the line that God has given you purpose. Your purpose is to go out, hallelujah, to preach and teach the word to the people, but the enemy is fighting you on every hand.
Man.
Don't let him win. There's purpose in your life. Some of you are great singers, hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
You sing with the anointing. It destroys yokes.
Mm-hmm.
You can't allow the enemy to win that fight, because I always realize and I always say, you know what, if God has given me a purpose and assignment, people are waiting on me to get delivered. You're
mm-hmm.
holding up people's blessings. Your
mm-hmm.
blood is on your, their blood is on your hand.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Amen.
And you don't
Amen.
Want that other person's blood on your hands. You
That's
don't want
right.
to be disobedient to God.
That's
so I
right.
say tonight, don't let the enemy win this fight.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Any questions as I move forward?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That's good.
Amen. Well explained.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. So we always know that as the enemy, I always say, when the enemy is doing his job, when he's in your ear, you got to be doing your job. And that is praising God, giving God glory, reading his word, meditating on his word. You got to be doing God's business because you know what? The enemy is doing his business. He's always on his job.
Yeah.
When we allow the enemy to come and infiltrate us, we're not on our job because you allow him to do whatever he has to do. You allow him to do whatever he wants to do to you. But you got to know tonight, y'all. You got to know tonight that you got to fight and win this fight. Amen.
Yeah.
Don't let the enemy come in and run havoc and rule you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Any questions?
Amen.
Oh, glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
And so it's important. It's important. Hallelujah. It's important that we need to keep on fighting the good fight. Amen. Don't let him take control. And when you allow him to take control, the Bible says don't give no place to the devil, right?
Yes, that's
because when
says.
You give him a little bit, he's going to take a yard or he's going to take a foot. Don't let him even get a little crack. Because then you allow him to run havoc in your life. And today, you got to know that you are winners. Amen. Listen, in May, the Bible says, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Listen, in May form,
that's right.
Come on now.
They come at you, but you know in the end, you win.
Come on
you
now.
You need to know that. Yes, it's gonna present itself.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to show up, but you got to know I win anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It lets me know it's a mindset change you got to have.
That's right.
Amen. No matter what it looks like.
That's right. Come
no
on.
Matter what it smells like.
Yeah.
That's right. Come
you
on.
You got to know.
Yeah.
You got to know that I am a victorious. I am overcoming over my struggles.
Yeah.
Amen. Because like I said, struggles do present itself. And guess what? Struggles get stronger and stronger and stronger. But you got to know in your heart and believe in your heart that God is going to bring me over this struggle.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
No matter what, he's going to get me over this struggle.
Amen.
Amen. Let me tell you, the struggle is real too.
Yeah.
It's real.
Yes,
sir. But you got to know that no matter what, I'm going to get over this.
Amen.
No matter what, no matter the struggle of depression, because I hear it on the line. I hear it. The Lord is saying to me, depression on the line.
Yeah.
It may be formed. You might be in that dark room with the blind down.
Come on.
Not answering your phone. But you know what? You got to come out of that depression and speak to that depression and say, depression, you got to go and go back to the pit of hell where you belong. So you got to speak to it.
That's
amen. Because then once you speak to it, it got to respond.
Amen.
And the response is it's going to go. Once you put the blood on it, once you put in the name of Jesus,
it's got to go. Amen.
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 You don't have to feel that way because God has called you to be the winner. You win anyway.
Amen.
Amen. He won at the cross for you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why you win.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
That's good right there.
That's why you got to fight. Hey, hallelujah. Don't let the enemy win this fight.
Hallelujah.
Any questions as I move forward?
No, I like that, the oppression, because my mind went to Jesus in the garden, and he was going through in that garden.
Yes.
But you know what? He came out of that garden victorious. Even though he was going to something, in that moment he came out victorious because that lifted. That oppression, that depression that he had, because what did the Bible say? The Bible says that his sweat was like drips of blood. I mean, pouring off of him. He was like, oh, Lord, let this cup pass from me. That was something that he didn't want to face. But like Jesus, we were victorious. We are victorious.
Amen.
Praise God. I thank God for what the brother was saying. Praise God. Amen. Just as saying that when Jesus did was praying, praise God, amen, that he was saying let this little cup be passed. But then he kicked in, like the song of the scripture said, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus.
Come on,
we have to have a mind in Christ. When we have a mind in Christ, then we can
conquer.
We become victorious because we are victorious. Because he has died for us to be victorious in this life. No matter what, praise God, we can win this fight, praise God, amen. Because God has already set the pace. He has already laid it out.
That's
all
good.
We have to do is walk in it, live in it, eat in it, sleep in it, pray in it, shout in it. It's already done. I don't care what's going on in your body. I don't care what it looks like, what it smells like, what it sounds like. You still are already victorious. Praise
God.
We just got to go to the other side. Amen.
That's good. Amen.
And I like what you said. It's a mindset. You gotta you gotta change right there. The mind.
Yeah.
You gotta when your mind is perplexed, you gotta put your hand on that mind and begin to speak to that mind.
Yeah.
That's good.
See, the thing is, I see this that God has given us all the tools that we need.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
He gave us all the tools that we need.
Mm-hmm.
It's not always that we need a prophet to tell us what to do.
That's right.
Get in the Word of God.
Get in the Word. Right.
Get in the presence of God, and God will surely speak to you.
That's good.
Don't, you know, I don't dismiss prophets because he talked about the prophets in there. I don't dismiss them. But you can always get a word from the Lord as well by getting in that Word and study and meditate on him daily. There's a daily meditation that you have to do. Man, you kind of do that because the enemy is, you know, we're in this season now that he's running rapid.
Yes, he is.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
He's running rapid. So we need to be in this Word even more.
Amen.
We need to be laying before the Lord even the more. I say all the time, get off the social media. Get off your phone.
Amen.
And get in the Word.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, let me tell you something. You know, things been going on in my life really heavy, and it just pushed me. I've been in the Word, but it's pushed me even more in the Word. And you know what? The Word has given me so much revelation. There's so many things that God has given me. I had to even ask God for repentance. Because I was doing some things that was wrong. You know, we've been taught certain way. You know, and I was like, okay, this is where I was taught. But some of the things that I was taught through my younger years in church, I went back into the Word and been studying the Word even the more, and it was wrong.
Yeah.
And I had to go and ask God to repent.
Yeah.
And forgive me. Forgive me for what I was doing before, but I didn't know better because, I was learning. But now I know. Now I know. I'm telling everybody about it. Now I know. I'm applying it to my life. Hallelujah. So that I can be a better Christian. Or I can be a better child of the King. Oh God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
Thank
Glory.
You, Jesus. So
and,
it was a
and,
mindset
was
that had
talking,
happened.
Pastor. I was just thinking about Romans 12, where it said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice.
All right.
That's right.
Holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable servant. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. I just have to move up in my mind, my heart. I want to read that.
Amen.
Fighting that good fight. Praise God. We got to present ourselves before the Lord constantly. Praise God.
That's right.
I just wanted to add on to that. In terms of what you're saying with that mind, is, you know, because Paul is talking about what we wage against. We wage against, it's a war that we're against. The mind. You know, our mind, which God speaks to us, and we're warned all against the sin that's trying to take over. Really, I mean, only like the way it says, wretched man that I am, you will deliver me from the body of death.
There we go.
You know, there's that wave that's going on between, you know, between sin and what God wants to do with us. You know,
Amen.
And who that we're going to have that's going to deliver us from sin. And we all know who they are.
Amen.
Yes.
And like the Pastor Cook was talking about, we have to get into the Word. That's mm-hmm. that's where it comes. Studying the Word,
mm-hmm.
you know, and a lot
Amen.
Of
Word. Yeah.
Amen. Amen. And since you're talking about the verse 24, O wretched man that I am, when I began mm-hmm. to look at the scripture even more, it showed me a wretched man is a person who struggles between good and evil.
Evil,
amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. He struggles mm-hmm. between good and evil. In other words, mm-hmm. also a struggle which annoys the peace and
mm-hmm.
it renders life wretched.
Mm-hmm.
When
mm-hmm.
you're struggling, when you're going through a struggle, it annoys the peace.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
That you're going through, because when the struggle is really heavy and you want peace, you become wretched.
Yeah.
They can't mix together.
Yeah.
When that struggle and you trying to have peace and it's going
yeah.
back and forth, you become
yeah.
a wretched man.
Yeah.
You become
miserable.
Yeah.
Yes, miserable.
Yeah. You become
Yeah.
You become miserable. You become like what's going on? You become perplexed in your
yes.
mind.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
And you begin to and you begin to feel that way. And the Bible
yes.
says the latter part of that scripture, it says, who would deliver me from the body
yes.
of death? It's like,
mm-hmm.
who could redeem me from
yes.
this?
Yes.
So bad that you were like, yes, who can help me? I need help.
Mm-hmm.
I'm perplexed. My struggle is strong.
Mm-hmm.
It's like overpowering me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to get peace here. I'm trying to get strength.
Yeah.
And you
good.
Just begin to feel like, God, I need to be redeemed.
Yes.
I need help. And sometimes we get like that. Sometimes that struggle can make you feel that way. And this struggle was making Paul feel this
yes.
way. And he began to express this.
Yes.
A wretched man that I am.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, who will deliver me from the body of death?
Mm-hmm.
Who will deliver me from the sin that my body is committing? Hallelujah.
Thank you.
That my body is committing.
Yes.
Listen, I realize that the sin is the principal instrument which uses to enslave and destroy our souls.
Mm-hmm.
That's what sin just wants to do is destroy our souls and enslave us to that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Amen. It doesn't want to follow God.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let it fool you. Sin wants you to be enslaved with that.
That's right.
And destroy your soul.
That's right.
It don't want you to get better. It don't want you to do right.
That's right.
That's why you got to continue to fight.
That's
don't
right.
let the enemy win this fight.
Mm-hmm. That's
the
truth.
Amen.
That's good. That's
Amen.
Good.
Amen.
Don't
Amen.
Let
That's
it
okay.
destroy your soul.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And our soul is our mind, our emotions, our feelings, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is a good word. This is a good word.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. My God.
That's a good word.
Can't let it. I'm sorry. I'm so passionate about this because I see what was going on in this season and how people are just falling by the enemy.
Yeah.
It's happening into our church. It has creeped into the church.
Mm-hmm.
How people are just falling
to
the fact of the enemy and letting the enemy win. And saying, woe unto me. It is what it is. It don't have to be that way. Because you have the power and authority to change.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
You have the power and authority to change your situation.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's in your tongue. Hallelujah. You have the authority to change your situation.
Thank
Amen.
You,
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that's why it's so very, very, very important that we read the Word, that we learn who we are in Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we don't know who we are, we're lost. We're loyal. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
My favorite, one of my favorite scriptures is Romans 8. Starting at the 35th verse. Separate us from the love of God. Now, tribulation, distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword. As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long.
Mm-hmm.
We are counted as the sheep for the slaughter. But nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors.
Come on now.
And we have to be, like the word says, persuaded. We have to we have to stand on that. When that enemy and tries to mess with our soul, mess with our mind, that's why the Lord said we have to have a renewing of our mind. And to renew that mind, you got to put the word of God in there. Say, hey, I am persuaded that nothing is going to separate me from the love of God. I'm not going to let my wayward husband or my wayward wife. I'm not going to let drugs or alcohol. I'm not going to let children that's gone astray. Hallelujah. I'm not going to let this bill that it seems like I don't know how it's going to get paid. I'm not going to let nothing separate me from the love of God. Nothing.
That's right.
But we got to know who we are. And we got to, and the only way we're going to know who we are is to put the word of God in our minds, because that's the battlefield. And we got to know. We got to know. I am the righteousness of God.
Come on.
Yes. Come on.
God,
preach.
I am justified by the blood of Christ.
Preach.
Know who I am. And every time that attack comes and you start putting that word, you put it in your mind, it'll go into your heart, and then it'll come out your mouth. And
all
when
right.
it starts coming out your mouth, then whatever that situation is, it doesn't matter what it is. But see, people got to know. They don't have to be downridden. They don't have to be depressed. They don't have to be distressed. They can find rest in the word of God and use it in their mind and let it go into their heart. I think there was a it was something a pastor had said years ago. I'm not going to say it because I don't want to get it twisted up. But the thing about it is, we got the how we fight. How do we fight? We fight by putting the word of God in us. We let that word penetrate our mind, penetrate our soul. Protect our eye gate, protect our ear gate. Let it go down into our hearts. And when it goes down into our hearts, it's going to come out in our mouth. And we got to know who we are. And the only way we can know who we are is to know what God says we are.
Amen.
We are
and
the
as
righteousness
it,
of God.
And
amen,
it,
yes.
And is it coming out of our hearts? Out of our hearts comes the rivers of living water, and the water washes, and the water of the word cleanses, and it delivers. And at the end of the day, it gives us peace.
Yes.
That passes our own understanding. Passes our own understanding of that flesh that wants to act up, puts it into subjection.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Amen. I was just picking that.
Very good.
Amen.
Back on that, I kind of believe that if you train your conscience and you got a clean conscience, I think you're on a good path there.
Amen.
Amen. And I like how Mother Brenda said Romans 8:38 and 39. This is one of the fighting scriptures that you apply to the enemy.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. It's a don't let the enemy win this fight. This is one of the scriptures that you apply. This is how you fight with this particular scripture. So when the enemy is coming at you like a flood and things are happening, begin to quote this scripture in his face.
Yes.
Begin to speak it in the atmosphere.
That's right.
That's good.
See, that's why I said God has given us every tool that we need. All we got to do is read the book.
Yes.
Take time to read the book.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll find everything that you need and everything that you're going through to help you, read the book.
Amen. And his word says he gives us everything that pertaineth to life and godliness. It's all in the word. You're right, Pastor. It's all in the word.
It's in the word.
It's in the word.
We don't. We don't have to be despair.
It's a gift. It's a gift, the word of God. It's a gift. And if you don't open it and give up, you never know what you
do. Come on.
You never
That's
know.
Right.
But think about this.
Open
we
it
talk
up.
About the word, right? We talk about the word of God. We talk about the word of God. One of the things that we do, like, for example, for my father-in-law, when you walk into the room, you know, you can get an app, you know, that just reads scriptures. So when you saturate the room with nothing but scriptures, nothing but the word, when someone is sick, let me tell you something, that's powerful. That's powerful. You have an app that will just read scriptures. And when the word goes out, let me tell you something, you're talking about in terms of sight, you're talking about healing. God works in the atmosphere. And
Amen.
He does.
They began to change.
That's right.
Amen.
The work has already been done. All we have to do is exercise the power and the authority that he's given us to work. If we execute that power and authority and that authority, that's the word of God. If we execute it, we're victorious. We are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus.
That's right.
We are healed. We are healed. It may not seem that way at that moment. Maybe there's a pain or maybe there's an illness and stuff, but we got to speak in faith and speak the healing words of God.
Amen.
We have to operate in that dominion that God has already gave to us.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to operate in the dominion, and we got to see it in the spiritual realm because he gave us authority in that. Amen. I could say this when I wanted to open up my daycare center, and I began to speak that in the atmosphere and began to declare that my daycare center is here, and once I began to declare it and declare it and say it is so. It came to pass. It was manifested.
Thank you, Jesus.
I told, like I was telling prophetess and mother today in our prayer group, I was praying about the Lord and I was speaking about money come unto my hand and money come to my mailbox because you know money can hear. Amen.
Yeah.
And the Bible said money answers all things. So it hears. So you have to tell your money to go where it needs to go. So I began to recite in the spirit, my address and my name, and I began to say, money come unto my hand. And then, and 2 weeks later or a week later, I went to church, and money just came to my hand. Sisters were like, here, sister. Sister Rose, put this in your pocket. Sister Rose, put this in your pocketbook. Amen. So when I start declaring that in the spiritual realm, in the dominion, it shall come to pass.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. So you got to operate. You got to begin to learn how to operate in the dominion.
Yeah.
Amen. Because this earth right here, it passes away.
Yeah.
You know, it passes away. But you got to start begin to speak in the atmosphere.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. That's the truth.
You need to be healed.
Thank you, Jesus.
Whatever that you're dealing with, I'm healed.
Yeah.
And wait for the manifestation of it to come to pass.
Because
I'm guaranteeing
Jesus.
It will come to pass.
Amen.
Because that's the
true.
Word
that's
that doesn't go back
word.
Forth. Yes.
That's right.
As you were saying that you were speaking over in your daycare and praise God and declaring, praise God, my mother has diabetes. And they had her on some pills, and I began to speak it. That she wasn't going to have to be on anything. And everybody was like, your mama's on medicine. I said, she's not on anything. And today, my mother is not on now medicine, now ounce of medicine. Praise
wow.
God for diabetes.
Praise
and
God.
Stays,
wow.
It stays under control. She eats whatever she want to eat. She says, I eat mm-hmm. what I want to eat. I bless me and go on. I know how to mm-hmm. eat in moderation. Praise God. Amen.
Right.
And I thank God for that. Amen. For the wisdom, mm-hmm. knowing that she can eat what she wants, but with moderation.
Yeah.
Praise God. And
yeah.
the doctor, they amazed at her, and she's 87 years old, and she goes where
Ooh.
She want to go, when she want to go.
All
and
right.
And all she got to do is get on the phone, amen, one of those grands or grands or somebody out there to take her where she needs to go. And I just thank God mm-hmm. for that, because speaking in the atmosphere, amen,
that's
that
right.
it comes to pass, amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Thank you,
praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh,
hallelujah.
God will do it. Yes.
Yes.
Won't he do it?
Yes,
amen.
Amen.
Amen. And so this is we're going towards the end. I just want to say this part before we end. And
amen.
So as we continue to look at the scripture, after Paul realizing that he was a wretched man that he was, and who can
mm-hmm.
deliver me out of this body of death, in the 25th verse, he began to give gratitude to God to say, thank
yes.
you,
mm-hmm.
God. Thank you. That's
mm-hmm.
to me, that's a sign of deliverance.
Mm-hmm.
Paul was given thanks for delivering him from the power of the sin, which took
mm.
control of him.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
And so when I
amen.
Looked at that particular scripture, I began to praise God, because
mm-hmm.
you have to go back and thank God. After
that
he has caused you to win this fight, you got to praise
yes.
him now.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
You got to begin to give him
Amen.
A praise. After
Amen.
He deliver you and heal you out of every situation, you got to give him a
Thank
dance.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's good.
Hallelujah.
That's
Thank
good.
You, Jesus.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Because
yes.
he struggled. You know, that sin took over him. It took advantage.
Mm-hmm.
I realize that when you allow the enemy to come in, it takes advantage. It takes a hold of you.
Yeah.
It holds you in bondage.
Dear God.
It's like it's so tight. It's like a tight grip. It don't want to let you go.
Yes, Lord.
But you got to learn how to fight through it.
Amen.
You got to learn how to fight through it. You can't stay there. Amen. It may weaken your spirit, but you got to get in the Word of God and recite Romans 8 and 38 and 39.
Yeah.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to begin to recite these scriptures.
That's
to come out of this fight. That's the
yes,
whole thing
Lord.
Right there. Begin to
yes.
recite those scriptures. If you don't know it, go to the book.
Oh,
read
yeah.
it.
Right.
Read it.
Go.
Go to the scripture and read it out. If you can't
yeah.
memorize, because I don't memorize every scripture, but
that's
you know right. what I know for memory, I say it verbatim. But if I don't know something, I'm going right to the scripture and I'm speaking it out.
Yeah.
Let the enemy hear.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's
you gotta let him hear it.
That's right.
And begin to rebuke him in the name of Jesus.
In the name of
Jesus.
And you know, Pastor, we don't have no excuse these days, because technology helps us all the way. Amen.
Yes.
So when you remember, you can get on your smartphone or whatever, your iPod or whatever, and find it. And
yes.
quote that word, put it in the atmosphere. Praise God.
That's right.
Amen.
So you got to come back and thank God for all that he's done for you.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. And it's, and also found in this scripture here, there's two characteristics, two principles that were happening in this scripture.
Mm-hmm.
And the one principle is the true self, your true self, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that means when you are regenerating your mind and you go in and you following God's law, right? That's
mm-hmm.
one. And
mm-hmm.
the second is your old man, which is the flesh that serves sin. So you
mm-hmm.
got two things going on in you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. But when you regenerate mm-hmm. your mind, you begin to work for the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And put that old man behind you, because that
mm-hmm.
old man is always going to show up.
Mm-hmm.
He's always going to show up.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to begin to fight and rebuke that old man.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't want that old man to show up, because then you're going to be serving the flesh of sin. You're going to serve
mm-hmm.
sin.
Yes.
And so these were the
mm-hmm.
two principles that I found in this particular scripture, that two lives are going on.
Amen.
Amen. If you would say two lives are going on in this particular scripture, your true
mm-hmm.
self, which is regenerating your mind, working for God, and then your old mind, which is the flesh that works for sin.
Could you say that one more time?
Two principles are working in the scripture. It's mm-hmm. the true self, which is when you regenerate your mind to do God's will,
mm-hmm.
okay? And
mm-hmm.
then the second is the old man's flesh that you serve sin.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. So that's mm-hmm. what I found in these two, as I was digging a little bit more in the scripture, I found there was two things going on here, two characteristics of two principles,
mm-hmm.
amen, in this particular scripture.
Mm-hmm.
But as
mm-hmm.
you know, we want to rejuvenate our mind
mm-hmm.
and work for God.
Mm-hmm.
And let that old man stay dead. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We don't want to surface him up, because you begin to surface that old man, you be saying things that you thought you never thought you could
Ooh,
say.
Lord,
you be in places where you thought you never
Ooh,
go.
Lord.
Jesus.
That's why it's a constant fight. Don't let the enemy win this fight.
Amen.
You got to be about your business, which is God's
Amen.
Business.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Good word.
Time out from playing. You got to be serious about this word.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
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 And so tonight, that's it for me. Don't let the enemy win this fight.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So if there's any questions or anybody like to say something, we open the floor.
Well, I thank God for the Bible study. Praise God, my first time being on with you all. I enjoy myself.
Oh, praise
God,
Jesus.
The glory. Amen. Bringing you greetings from True Tabernacles, Highway Restoration Ministries. Praise God, from Albany, New York. Praise God, Pastor.
Oh,
I thank you, praise God, for being with you. My brothers and my sisters, I enjoyed it, and I will come again. To God be the glory.
Amen.
To God be the glory.
Amen.
God.
Awesome, awesome.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. And so, like Elder Clay says, is there any prayer requests that somebody may have where we could come collectively and pray?
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Any prayer requests? Not everybody one time.
You know, just as an open general prayer for generational struggles that people go through, that they think it's just them, but it's the sins of the fathers. You know, generational curses. So, Pastor, if you could, you know, pray for the generational struggles that men, women, boys, and girls go through, and they think it's just happened. Everything is spiritual, and everything has a bloodline. So we're going to pray. You're going to pray that.
Are you Pastor?
Yes, Pastor.
Amen.
Pray for our children, amen, as they go on, going back to school. That God will give them a safe. A safe and a prosperous year. Amen. No attacks, praise God, and that the teachers will govern themselves according as well, and the students will be obedient. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody would just have a good and blessed year, praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. For the protection and the covering of our children, praise God, all over the land, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. And that's it. Amen.
Yeah, put those angels to work. Yeah.
Yes. As we go to the throne of grace, God, we ask, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you begin to touch right now, God. Touch your young people
Lord
on today, God.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, God, as they go into school, some have started, some are in session, Lord God. We ask that you have a hedge of protection around our children on today,
Lord
God.
Jesus.
We ask that you allow the angels to be in the four corners of the schools, Lord God.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus, God, cover our kids, God. Oh, God, keep them safe, God, as they get education, God. Give them safety as they get in the education that they need, Lord God. In the name of Jesus,
name
we ask, God,
Jesus,
that you begin to touch the teachers, Lord, that are teaching our children, Lord.
Yeah.
We ask you, Holy Spirit, to step in, God. In the name of Jesus, and begin to keep our children safe, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we pray right now, God, any bullies that's in the schools, Lord God. We ask, God, that we allow no bullies to show up, God. We rebuke bullies in the school on today. In the name of Jesus, that messes with our children's minds and hearts, God, that cause them to do suicidal stuff, Lord God. So we pray right now in the name of Jesus, that spirit, we cast you out right now. In the name of Jesus, and we plead the blood
Lord
God. In the name of Jesus, God, we curse every generational curse, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, uproot it out, God. In the name of Jesus, God, curses that causes our children and our men and our women to do the things that they do, God. In the name of Jesus, we ask you that you cut it at the root right now, God, and take it back to the pit of hell where it belongs, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God, begin to cover our minds, God. Allow your angels, God. We unemploy the angels right now to begin to do their work, God. In the name of Jesus, every angel that is found assigned to us, Lord God, allow them to minister to us. In the name of Jesus, allow them to war for us, Lord. In the name of Jesus. So we assign angels. We assign our angels to do and dispatch and do what you got to do for us. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, oh, God, we're calling on your name tonight, God. Every supplication, everything that we have put up before you, Lord God, we ask, God, that you begin to grant it unto us, Lord. In the name of Jesus. And, God, once again, touch Elder Clay and Sister Suzanne. Yes, Father and Lord, God, strengthen him right now as he's hearing on the line, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, touch him right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Every word that was spoken on tonight, allow it to go deep down in his soul tonight. Allow it to encourage him on tonight, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, dear God.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Bless your name.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Bless your name.
Thank you for restoring him again, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We thank you, God, for giving restoration, Lord God.
Yes.
Yes,
in the
Lord.
Name of Jesus. And touch the family, Lord God.
Yes, dear God.
Touch the family, Lord. In the name of, touch the children, touch the grandchildren, Lord God. Hallelujah.
God.
Oh, God, have your way. Have your way in their lives today.
Jesus.
And continue to give them peace in the time of trouble, Lord.
Yes.
Give them peace,
bless
Lord.
Your name, Lord God.
And strengthen them tonight.
Bless your
and
name,
we give you praise. We give you glory tonight.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
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 I don't know about you, but I've had a good time.
Yeah.
Anytime the word has been spoken, I have a good time.
Yeah.
So I hope that I hope that what you heard that you received in your spirit.
Amen.
There was nothing but the word of God. And let me tell you something. God is able to do miraculous things. You have to have that faith, and you have to believe. So we do thank you, Pastor Rose, for just the mighty work you always come on time with the word of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
From some Georgia and just even through the internet and you know, I call it the highways and the byways. God's word is still working. We don't have to be face to face. We can speak a lot into the internet and begin it. And God works even that way. So I pray to those who are listening by internet that you have received the word, and whatever it is that you're going through, that your life will never ever be the same. We pray that in the name of Jesus. Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. We'd like to invite you back next Wednesday. We'll be in New York, and we'd definitely like to invite you back. We'll be here at 7 o'clock. Amen. For all those who are here, thank you so much. There is power in numbers. Let me tell you something. When God's people come together, let me tell you something. All of one accord, let me tell you something. We can turn things around. Listen, God, the God I'm talking about is still the big G. He's not the little G. He's the big G. And in the world and society now, he's become just a little G.
Amen.
Yeah.
If your faith begins to start to happen, then all of a sudden everybody's asking for God. They're asking for Jesus. Amen. But we're doing it while we have our health. We're doing it while we have our right feet. Amen. We're not waiting until we're down before we start calling on the name of Jesus. So we
thank
you for tuning in. We invite you back once again. Remember, we love you, but God loves you as well.
I face the dawn.